Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Year of the Dog by Grace Lynn, narrated by Nancy Wu.
Chapter 1. A Sweet New Year.
Happy New Year, Dad laughed into the phone.
恭喜恭喜,新年快乐!
The phone had been ringing all night, with relatives calling to wish us a happy Chinese New Year. If we had lived in Taiwan, we would be having a big dinner with all of our relatives, aunts, uncles, and cousins. But since we lived in New Hartford, New York, they called us instead.
Yes, Dad said over the phone to Uncle Leo. Happy Year of the Dog!
What does it mean when it's the Year of the Dog? I asked. Our kitchen was full of rich, heavy smells because Mom and Lissy were cooking the special Chinese New Year dinner. I was teaching Kiki how to draw a dog for our decorations. I know every Chinese New Year is a different animal, but is something special supposed to happen because it's the Year of the Dog?
Yes,
Lissy told me, nodding her head so hard that her black hair swung back and forth. Lissy always thought she knew everything. You know how they say a dog is a man's best friend? Well, in the Year of the Dog, you find your best friends.
That's true,
Mom said, her hands mixing speckled brown meat.
Because dogs are faithful. They say the Year of the Dog is the year for friends and family. But there's more to it than that. The Year of the Dog is also for thinking. Since dogs are also honest and sincere.